Turn with me to the passage we've read together, where we see the Lord Jesus Christ has gone into a synagogue again. He was in Nazareth at the beginning of the chapter, and it ended up with them trying to push him off a cliff. And he had walked through the crowd, and he had come to Capernaum. And in verse 31, we are told he went down to Capernaum. Verse 30, we saw, passing through the midst of them, he went his way. So he had extended his great power and authority over the crowd that wanted to throw him off a cliff. Only Luke tells us about the story. And we see here in this passage of Scripture how the Lord Jesus shows his great authority and his great power. And we need to realize this continually, the great authority and power of the Lord Jesus. And to see also his habit. And his habit was to go to the synagogue. We find this in verse 16 of the first one. So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And then in verse 31 he went to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbaths. And verse 33, now in the synagogue, we know that he was teaching them in the synagogue on the Sabbath days. So that on the Sabbath days he went in to the synagogue. It was his custom that he went to church. And it should be our custom to ever be in the church, to ever be in the meetings of the church. It should be our custom. It was the custom of our Saviour. And we are to follow him. And therefore we should make it our business to be in the house of God, and particularly on the Sabbath day. And there's something remarkable about it. Again, we see his authority in verse 32. That they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. He spoke with authority of absolute truth. He didn't speak in any way, any frivolous way. He didn't have any frivolous speech. He spoke with absolute authority. And he spoke with a uniqueness and a freshness and the power of the Spirit. And he spoke of matters of great significance. The great significance he would have mentioned, he would have spoken about the matters of life. What is life about? What is our man's end? He speak of death. He would speak of death. And he speak of eternity. And he spoke with such clarity and with such arrows of conscience that people were amazed, because they were used to the scribes and Pharisees who were as dry as dust and who were trying to draw water out of broken cisterns. Whereas Jesus Christ was the fount of living water. And so he was bringing to the congregation a word that would bless those who were there. They would hear things they'd never heard before with such clarity, such holiness, such purity, and such spontaneity that they were amazed. And this is what we see, that the Lord Jesus, and we find too that when we come to Christ, he speaks to us as well. And we come into the house of God, and at times when God so speaks to us that we are amazed at what he does. He can show us insights. I was reading this morning, and I read this morning that Potiphar's wife, who had tried to get Joseph into bed with her, was one day sitting under Joseph, because Joseph was the king now, the ruler of Egypt, and the Egyptians had to rule, had to bow to him, and no doubt Potiphar and his wife were bowing before him. And how it would have been so sad if Joseph had fallen to Potiphar's wife, because then when he stood up as the ruler, he would have been compromised. So we must be so careful about our lives, so that when we are in a position, we are not compromised. And this is what Jesus did. He spoke with such authority, and such purity, and such cleanliness, and such glory, that they were astonished. And we're told then that something happened in the synagogue to cause a disruption. And it was a man with an unclean spirit. An unclean spirit. The demons that were there, or the demon that was there, was an unclean demon. an unclean demon. And those who have had any experience of these know that they are unclean, because they lead people into darkness and sin. And we hear experiences of them. A lady who comes to our church told us that in Korea, a grandmother was visited by a shaman, that is one of those witch doctors or whatever, and he gave her a present, and this shaman came into the woman, and she became the authority in the house, and she did what she wanted to do, and she bossed the men about. She ordered the family, the whole family, to do as she said. So she became the leader of the family. And it was seen that no man could stand against her. And a Christian went to the house and saw that there was a problem there, that this woman was dominating the house with her evil power. And he called Christians from the district. And they went to the house and they prayed and they cast out the demon that was saying, "I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave." And they cast the demon out so that they would, the demon would use the voice of the person. And this is what happened here, that a man came in to the synagogue where Jesus was teaching and started shouting with a loud voice, we're told. And he shouted these things, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." So this man came in and disrupted. He was prepared to disrupt the teaching of the Lord Jesus. The demon has gone into a man, and now the man is his tool and his weapon, and he's using the vocal cords of the man. There are people who say, "Oh, these are states, medical states these are," but this is not a medical state. Because if it was a medical state, then Jesus was talking to a medical state when he said, "Be quiet." But you see, and it would cast aspersions on the Lord Jesus. This is not a medical state. This is an actual indwelling by an evil spirit. And the spirit knows that when he comes in, that he's met his end. He's met his match. He comes in with surprise and with disgust and with hostility and says, "What have we in common with us? Why do you bother us? Jesus the Nazarene," he says. Why do you not leave us alone? Have you come to destroy us? I know you." And of course, he wasn't telling a lie. He knew Jesus Christ. He knew the Son of God. And he realizes that he has come and faced the one of a power of authority and power. He's faced the mighty opponent. This demon has suddenly come into a place thinking he could disrupt the synagogue. But then he finds that the great opponent is there. And who is the great opponent? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Son of the living God is there. And this demon knows now that he's in trouble. That's why he's asking all these questions. And he calls and he says to Jesus, "You are the Holy One of God. You are the Holy One of God." And Jesus tells him, "Be quiet." You see, Jesus has all authority. We must realize this. He has all authority. He has all authority in heaven and in earth. We know that he has come to destroy the works of the devil. We know that mankind is in fear continually of the power of the devil. We know that people are lulled into a sleep where they don't even realize there's a devil. But the devil has them. And the people who are not in Christ are under the grip of the devil. And the devil is, in many countries, showing himself more manifestly in people. And so you go to some countries where they are not so aware of the gospel and the Bible, and the demons would be in people, men, women, and children, as we see in the New Testament, casting them down. But Jesus had come, and he, with a great authority, told them to be quiet. He told this one, "Be quiet and come out." And the demon tried to hurt the man, threw him about. But Jesus wouldn't let him hurt him. And Jesus prevented the man being hurt. Once the demon is out of him. Now why doesn't Jesus want him to be acknowledged? Why doesn't Jesus want himself to be acknowledged? Why doesn't he want the demon to say, "You're the Holy One of God," and to repeat it throughout the synagogue and throughout the village? Jesus doesn't want to be acknowledged by the devil. He doesn't want to be advertised by the devil. He doesn't want to be advertised by a demon. And so whenever a demon was in power in a man or a woman, Christ cast them out and silenced them. And the people saw this. What he said, "Be quiet," he says. "Be quiet." Rebuked him, "Be quiet and come out of him." And immediately, this evil thing came out of the man. He couldn't stay, you see. He couldn't for one moment remain in him. He had to come out. And so it is that Jesus will not acknowledge. He will not accept their acknowledgement. He will have the acknowledgement of believing people. Believing people is what Jesus desires. And he wants our acknowledgement in our lives. He wants our acknowledgement in our lips. He wants us to acknowledge him as the ruler of our lives. And he wants those who live around us to know that Jesus is the ruler of our lives. And that he's the Holy One of God, and he's the Son of God, and he's the Son of the Most High. And he wants us to manifest his name. He doesn't want demons to do it. He wants his people to do it. He wants us to let it be known that in Clydach there is the Saviour is here. That in this church the Saviour is honoured. The Saviour is the King here. He's the Lord here. And he wishes that. And Luke is the doctor, and he's very concerned to tell us that the man was not hurt. He was looking for these things. No doubt he examined him. He found, after being thrown about and thrown on the floor, the man got up and he wasn't hurt. And so we find then that the people were amazed. Then they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." You see, this word of authority and power is the word of Jesus Christ. It is the word of God, you see. It is the word of power. And this word of power is what we should realize we are dealing with. It is the word of authority. None can stand before it. And Jesus shows it here with this demon. And we're told that the people were staggered because they saw someone who could control something they could never control. Something they could never control, and yet here Christ says, "Be quiet," and the demon has to go. Such authority of the Lord. And we're told then that he went through the region. The report about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. The unclean spirit that would poison lives, it was cast out. And they knew now that these evil spirits, which were prevalent then, could be cast out by Jesus. We notice that there were more of them in verse 41. The demons also came out of many, crying and saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." And he rebuked them. You see, people were, we'll look at that in a minute, people were coming to Christ, and these demons were in the people who brought them didn't know perhaps, or they knew there was something wrong, and when they brought them to Christ, Jesus immediately identified the evil that was in them, and cast them out. Well, they were amazed, and his fame spread into every place round about. It had a profound effect. And you see that the authority of the Lord Jesus, once he comes in revival power and his authority is felt in the land, well, people will fall before him. But we need ever to remember the authority of the Lord Jesus. And he is in authority over our lives as Christians. And we know that the home is happy when Jesus is there. And we know that Jesus went to the home of Simon Peter and Simon's wife's mother, his mother-in-law, was, we're told by Luke, sick with a high fever. So he's trying to tell us that she was gravely ill, and they asked, could Jesus do something? They made a request of him concerning her. And so he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and immediately she got up, and she didn't get up saying, well, I feel a bit better now. I'm not quite so tired. I think I'll have a rest. I think I put my feet up. No, she got up and she served them. She went straight to get the food and she took the food around. It was immediate healing. She was there with a fever. She was incapable of doing anything. She was a person who was helpless with a disease, and Christ comes, rebukes the illness, and she gets up immediately and serves the people with food and drinks and so on. The wonderful healing of Jesus. That it's not, and we know that when he controlled the sea and he said to the sea, be still, it was like a mill pond. It didn't just have the waves beginning getting lower and lower. It was a mill pond immediately. Jesus' word is with power. And he gives us this word. He gives us this word as we go out in the day, this word of power. And we should be going out in the day and asking the Lord, give me a word and give us power. So that as we speak to people, I know it's difficult in these days. There's such a lack of power about, and we must cry to the God to give us something of this power. And so we find in Simon's house, there is joy. There is joy because a woman who was gravely ill is suddenly walking about and talking and chatting and so on. And this is the authority of the Lord Jesus. And then it's the same Sabbath day, and towards the evening, the people are waiting for the time when they can pass the time when they will go to the synagogue. And we're told that they were coming to Christ then in large numbers. All those that had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. So he healed all who came to him. You see the compassion of the Lord Jesus, that he put his hand upon any who came, whether they were lepers, whatever they were, he would put his hands on them. Every kind of illness was there. All states of illness were coming to him, and he healed them. He didn't say, it's the end of a Sabbath day, I'm weary, I can't be bothered to now, I want to go and rest. No, he's available for us. And he was available for them. He had cast out the demon. He had healed Peter's mother-in-law. And now the crowds come. The crowds come. And he's healing them. And as they come to him, the people come to him. No doubt the demons were hiding. No doubt the demons had been hiding and trying to, as they were being brought, the people were being brought to Jesus. The demons were no doubt hiding so that they wouldn't be cast out. But as soon as they come to Jesus, the demons came out of many. It shows you what conditions they were in those days. Many of these demons crying out and saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them and didn't allow them to speak. So that the word of Christ was such that the demons knew the game is up. When Christ comes, the game is up. And these are not just things that demons are not only things that have been abroad. I remember a man in Ogmovale. There was a man in Ogmovale who was so strong that five policemen couldn't hold him down. They couldn't hold him down. They tried to take him. And they got hold of him, and they just couldn't move him. He was so strong, and he said that he was having a voice in him saying, go to your father, go to your father. Now his father was dead. And he was desperate because he was finding that there was something in him which was telling him, go and kill yourself. And he was in a public house and he was talking to people there, and my neighbour was there. And my neighbour said, go and see me. Go and see Mr. Knott, he said. So he came to my house and he sat in my house. And he told me that he was plagued with these things. And the priest couldn't handle him. And he'd been to Turkey and he'd been given this thing. And yet he was in Ogmovale walking the streets. And yet he was in a great sense depressed and anxious. And didn't know what to do with himself. And that's why he was talking to people about his great fears. And he came to the house and I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of this man and go to Gehenna. And the man was limp there, as it were. He was so thrilled. And he went out of that house and he was free. And I see him now and he's free. But I told him, don't stay away from Christ. Come to Christ. Make it your business to come to Christ, because now you've got an empty house. And you'll have things back if you're not careful. And he hasn't come to Christ yet. But he's normal now. He's not wanting to kill himself. And the demon has gone from him. And I went to a house in Llangaina. And they said that in this house, our children are seeing a man in this house. And we haven't got a man in this house. And the children are playing upstairs and the man comes. And I went to the house. And the goose pimples were rising, I know that, on my arms and legs and so on. And I went in there and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave this house and be gone from this place and never come back by the authority of Christ. And that house was cleansed and there's never been a call again to go to that house. So these things are not just in the distance, in other countries. They can come to any place where there is great sin and wickedness. And where people are giving themselves over to evil and darkness. Well, the Lord Jesus is the only one who can conquer them. And he conquered them. And they knew exactly who he was. And you know, the Pharisees and scribes, they never believed on Jesus Christ. They wanted Jesus Christ dead. And they went about seeking how to get him killed. But look at the demons. They said, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. So demons believed. They didn't believe savingly. They didn't believe for salvation. But they were exposed. And when they were exposed, they named him. You know the sons of Sceva. They in Acts, they tried to cast a man out. Cast a demon out of a man. But they couldn't do it. And the demon attacked them. And he beat them up and stripped them naked. And these men were sent away, beaten up by one demon, so that they are very powerful. But Christ is more powerful. And the Lord Jesus, when he's present, the demons know the King has come. We've got to listen and we've got to go. And he sends them to Gehenna. And Christ's word made the worlds. And his word is the word of God. And his word is the word that leaves the demons in silence and in abject silence to just go away. He has the authority. And the Lord Jesus has the authority. And he's going to go to other places, we're told. He's going to other places. He's in Capernaum and the people want him to stay. They wanted to stay. Why? Because of the authority. Because of the word of power. They want him there with them. So that if any evil comes, then he will be able to deal with it and break it down and cast it out. But he told them in Capernaum, I've got to go around other cities as well. I've got to go to other places. The Lord Jesus, he is the one who can deal with these things. And any one of us here today who's not in Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can deal with sin. He's the only one who can deal with the devil. The only one who can break the power of demons. The only one who has all authority in heaven and in earth to bring glory to God. The only one who's got the authority this morning. There's no other religion. There's no other person. There's no other one in the universe who can save us. Only the Lord Jesus, appointed for that purpose. I trust this morning we have glimpsed something of the authority of the Lord Jesus. That He has the power. His word is powerful. He gives us His word. And His word is powerful. Let us use His word. Let us read His word. Let us speak His word. Let us believe His word. Let us trust Him. And maybe in Clydach, we might have revival. We might have quickening. That we, if we will believe Him more, believe the Lord Jesus, believe what He can do. He is able. He is able. And if you're not in Christ this morning, He is able to save. Come to Him. Come to Him. Trust Him. Believe upon Him. Take Him as your Lord today. He is the King of glory. He is the Lord Most High. May God bless His word to our hearts. May God give us grace to trust Jesus Christ and to do His will and to remember continually He has the power. He has the power. Have we the faith? Let us today trust Jesus Christ and go home with Him knowing He is the King. Let us fear nothing. Let us not be anxious about anything. Let us not fear what's happening in the world. Let's not fear what's happening in the nations. Let's not fear what is happening next door or around us. Let us not fear. If Christ is with us, all is well with our soul. For His name's sake. Amen.